Hey everyone, this is Achyut Bhava from Nightlight Astrology. Happy Monday, everybody. Today we are going to preview the major astrology of December. We already got a head start in this last week. We took a look at Jupiter entering Pisces. We took a look at December solar eclipse in Sagittarius. We looked at Saturn squaring Uranus, and we looked at Venus's retrograde. And we did some in-depth previews of all of those. I'm not going to repeat that today. So I'm going to give you kind of a blow-by-blow of the rest of the transits of the month. I'll mention, of course, the ones that we already looked at last week. But I just want to give you guys a sense of what's coming, some of the transits that we'll be unpacking on my channel as the month goes on. And get you guys ready for the last month of 2021. So before I dive into that today, I want to remind you guys that my Kickstarter is going on. We have 33 days left to go in this year's Kickstarter, and we are at 381 backers as of today, en route to our goal of 1,367 backers. So see if we can get to 400 today. That's kind of my goal for today, is to see if we can get to 400 backers. And that puts us at almost at a third of the backers that we need with a good amount of time still left. So that would be an excellent pace. We're just ahead of last year's pace right now. So we're doing pretty good. We have to keep it going. I really appreciate your support. If you enjoy this channel, if you like these videos, if you share them, if you subscribe, if you tell other people about it, all of that helps us support my work. Me and my family, the staff of people that work for me, supports a lot of cool projects that we do as well. If you're able to donate, you can pick up a bunch of really cool rewards. You can pick up a few rewards if you want. There's exclusive videos on how to start a mantra meditation practice, my astrology of 2022 deep dive video. There's year ahead horoscope readings for your sun or rising sign. There are some exclusive readings. There's 28 remaining year ahead mini readings, where I actually look at your birth chart and record you a quick mini reading that gives you a look at the major, in my opinion, what is the most important or major transit of your chart for 2022. There's other stuff too. Check it out. Probably the coolest thing you can do is you can buy one of my online courses. When you donate, you can attend one of my online courses, or you can bundle them together and attend multiple courses. These are good 2022 and beyond. So if you want to study in my Ancient Astrology for the Modern Mystic course starting in June or November of 2022, you can pick it up for 50% off. That's $400 cheaper than even our early bird rate. And if you bundle together, say year one and year two programs, you can attend two of them and the savings increase when you bundle them. For people who are already enrolled in my classes, if you're going to take year two, if you're going to take horary, if you're going to take my readings and passages course, you can bundle these together and save a whole bunch. So it's a really good deal. And I only offer this deal during my Kickstarter, the last days of the year. So as you guys know, every day I wake up and I pour a ton of energy into making sure that this content comes directly from my spiritual, the most spiritual centeredness I can muster, which is maybe not much, but I try to make this a part of a spiritual practice every single day. And so I like people to know that that's the, when you support this channel, that's what you're supporting. You're supporting someone who's really trying to make sure that this channel is a source of spiritually focused astrology. So at any rate, thank you guys for supporting. And let's dive into the astrology of December now. By the way, the link to donate, I should have mentioned this, the link to donate is in the comments section of this video or the description of this video. So, okay. Thank you guys. All right. Here's the real time clock. And it's November 29th today, Monday. And what we're going to do is skip ahead to the first of the month. And I'm just going to go over the major transits of the month with you guys. And again, I'm not going to take any of them through the houses. We did that with all the major, energy of the December last week. So what I'm doing today is just giving you a sense of the biggest stuff. So let's start off the 4th of December on Saturday. That's coming up really shortly. We're going to see a solar eclipse in the sign of Sagittarius. So we talked about this at length last week. So just to let you know that it comes up really quickly on Saturday, we have our first eclipse. We have our solar eclipse, new moon, and that's the first major transit of the month of December. We're going to go past that though. And again, if you haven't watched the videos from last week, be sure you go back and look at the deep dives that I did with all of the major pieces of December. On the 7th, there's another really interesting transit, which is Mars going into a square with Jupiter. So this is December 7th. You're going to see Mars in the late degrees of Scorpio, squaring Jupiter in the late degrees of Aquarius. Mars-Jupiter transits tend to give big actions. So you think of Mars as the planet of action and Jupiter as a planet that can make things big. So sometimes that means sort of big, grand, bold, adventurous decisions that you're making or actions that you're taking. It can also point to an inflated sense of anger or machismo, where Mars gets kind of blown up or puffed up in a way that isn't necessarily, it's not fun to be around, right? So dominance or domineering attitudes or cocksure or proud or self-righteous or anything like that, especially when it comes to political or spiritual or philosophical points of view. Mars, Jupiter, with Jupiter in that lofty air sign of Aquarius, can get dogmatic. It can become militaristic in its ideological fervor. So watch for that potential with Mars and Jupiter around the 7th. But also, one thing that I love about this is that you often see people accomplishing things or making big, strong, bold decisions or feeling strong and confident, experiencing some kind of breakthrough even, or just building up a sense of pride because you've worked really hard and you've achieved something, the work Mars, the achievement Jupiter. So I like that energy. It's a nice one. And it's a good contrast. There's some other energies like this throughout the month that I think are very helpful overall, that are contrasting with some of the heaviness of the month that we talked about. I actually mentioned this last week too. Like, this is a Jupiter themed moon cycle in many ways, because the eclipse is happening in Jupiter's sign. There's a lot of aspects to Jupiter throughout the cycle that are lightening things. On the 7th, the other thing that's happening on the same day is that Mercury is going through a square to Neptune. Now, for me, on Mercury-Neptune days tend to be very inspired days for me, like when I'm making content. I find that those tend to be the days that sometimes emotion just pours through in the stories that I'm telling or the illustrations that I'm trying to use to talk about the astrology with. Or maybe on those days, my meditation is a little bit deeper, or maybe I get a few little epiphanies or aha moments while sitting and meditating in the morning. Whatever the case may be, Mercury and Neptune is sometimes known for, sort of thinning the veil and bringing that sort of otherworldly sense of communication or insight. So I like this as an imaginative, as a moment of like imaginative and intellectual energy. And the other thing about Mercury and Neptune generally is that sometimes the mind becomes very porous. So you have to be careful of who or what you are. You might be susceptible to influence or persuasion or, so a little bit careful maybe with mental boundaries or what you're taking into your mind. And sometimes, of course, fuzzy, blurry communication is going to come up. Some kinds of maybe a little bit more susceptible to illusion or delusion, but also the romantic and sensitive and subtle and dreamy qualities are just a little bit more open and accessible to the mind around this time. And I like that. It's a fun combination when you think about it, when you put Mercury and Neptune and Mars and Jupiter. The one thing I would say is beware of people who get delusional and violent about things that they believe in. On the plus side, I could think of this as a moment of inspiration and action born from the sense of getting a clear vision about something. So, it could kind of go either way. Let's go to the 11th. On the 11th, we're going to see Venus coming into the conjunction with Pluto. Now, remember, this is actually going to repeat on December 25th when Venus is retrograde. Venus turns retrograde around the 20th, and then we'll go backward through the conjunction with Pluto. So the first conjunction with Pluto is around the 11th. Now, Venus Pluto can represent major breakthroughs around sexuality and love. It can speak to things coming up from the unconscious or the sort of subterranean realm of the psyche and showing itself around love, relationships, the topic of women, the topic of sexuality and gender, art, beauty, sensuality, and the dark and primordial powers of the underworld kind of coming together. And sometimes when they show themselves, they're sort of destructive, but also when they show themselves, you know, sometimes there's a sense of healing something or purging something, letting something go, seeing something that needs to be seen, and then also a sense of revitalization that can be there. So I don't like hate this Venus-Pluto conjunction, even though it can be kind of harrowing, because it can also be so healing and restorative. What comes up needs to come up somehow for things to change. So in a healthier, positive way, perhaps. But watch for the first conjunction on the 11th. On the 12th, the sun is then going to square Neptune. And here's that theme that, again, makes the cycle somewhat lighter. You've got a lot of Neptune and Jupiter going on during this cycle. For example, right around the same time on the 11th and 12th, Mercury is sextiling Jupiter while in Jupiter's sign. And then the sun is going through the square to Neptune, which Mercury had previously gone through. Sun-Neptune squares, I love in terms of the sense of the light of the higher mind and the sense of pursuing higher forms or yearning for the ideal, whatever the ideal may be, an ideal image, an ideal wish, an ideal hope, but also being filled with some almost like clairvoyant sense of purpose or meaning. So I'm not like totally opposed to that happening at the same time that Venus is conjunct Pluto, because that seems like it could be a moment of great insight and clarity and lucidity and really seeing and understanding something that's subtle or has been hard to see or understand. So I like this Venus-Pluto conjunction at the first half of the cycle, the moon cycle, because there looks like there could be this sense of lucidity around it. At any rate, let's go forward. Then the next major event is Venus turning retrograde, which is going to happen right around the 19th into the 20th. And that turning of the retrograde, of course, is going to mean that Venus is going to move back through the conjunction with Pluto. Interestingly, you know, we had Mercury making this long aspect with Pluto while Mercury was stationing back in, what was it, September, I think it was. And so there's, you know, Pluto's been configured to a few different retrogrades this year. And I think that's really interesting. At any rate, Venus now retrograding and will by the 25th go back through the conjunction with Pluto. Now, in the meantime, on the 23rd, the nodes of the moon, if you use the mean node, if you use the true node, it's a little bit different, but the nodes of the moon are changing signs, which is just interesting to note. We'll be doing a deep dive on the change into Scorpio and Taurus and what you might expect, generally speaking, around that time. We already did a little bit of that by looking at the eclipse in Taurus here in the month of October, November, but we'll kind of revisit that this month when the nodes change signs. The other thing that I have to go back to, I'm just going to back up just a little bit, is also on December 20th, as Venus is coming back through the conjunction with Pluto, as that's just about to happen, and we've just gone through the full moon by that point, you're also going to see that the sun sextiles Jupiter. So there's this nice kind of uplifting energy where it looks to me like, for as you know, as chaotic and difficult and heavy as some of the Plutonian signature of December might be, you still have this very uplifting sort of Jupiter quality in the air, as well as the Neptune qualities. And that strikes me as transits of understanding, transits of illumination, transits of hope. And there's something very redeeming about those energies in the midst of things. Like if we're going through something difficult, it'll be moving us forward. If we're going through something difficult, understanding is available, or inspiration, or hope, or a sense of emotional catharsis that we recognize as valuable somehow. The sense that there's a silver lining behind things. I really like this, these transits this month because of how prominent Jupiter is. And then remember, by the end of the month of December, you're seeing Jupiter enter the sign of Pisces and pick up dignity. So a big month for Jupiter as well. Don't leave Jupiter out. So here's about December 29th, 28th into the 29th, right around there that you're seeing Jupiter head back into the sign of Pisces, immediately picks up quite a bit of dignity. So after having been in Saturn signs for a couple of years, which I also talked about at length last week. So on the 24th, going backward just a little bit, on the 24th of December, it becomes kind of a traffic jam of transits from like the 20th through the end of the month. But the Saturn square Uranus dynamic comes about right about December 24th, so the day before Christmas. And there's Saturn and Uranus making their square, which again, I recommend going into the video that we did last week. If you go back to the very beginning of 2021 and listen to the videos I did about Saturn Uranus back then, it's really interesting to, I re-listened to that and I was like, wow, you know, just how accurate it was, not knowing all that was coming in 2021. So go back and listen to that one too in the archives. At any rate, finally, at the very end of the month, if we go to like the 30th, we're also going to see Mercury and Venus right around the 29th, Mercury and Venus get together into a conjunction. I like that energy. Mercury Venus tends to be very soothing and calming and harmonious because when Mercury and Venus get together, I like to think that like whether it's words or conversation or the mind or just the mental environment and the relational environment gets a little bit easier. And that's nice considering what Venus has just gone through with Pluto. And then going forward a day, you can see that Mercury by the 29th into the 30th will cross over the conjunction with Pluto. And so then you have this Mercury-Pluto moment that can also be very powerful, where there's some kind of mental or communicative moment of transformation. So again, we'll break that one down as well toward the end of the month, right before previewing January's astrology. But lots of big astrology in the month of December. I'm really excited for it. Of course, the winter solstice itself to me is always sort of a big deal. If you go back to right about the 21st of the month, you're going to see the sun ingress into Capricorn. And then we're turning a major corner zodiacally into the section of the zodiac that starts to bring the yang back from within the yin. And that moment just always feels like such a major turning point in the same way for me that the summer solstice does. The equinoxes, you know, I feel them for sure, but I really notice those solstices. And so we'll also be going through that. And all of those major energies of December are really constellated right around the solstice as well, which is interesting. It marks a turning point that I'm optimistic about. It's the return of light, right? So at any rate, now I know that for people who are not in the Northern Hemisphere, it's not the literal return of light, but we're speaking about the about astrological symbolism that is universal. It doesn't matter where you live. It's not a literal causal science. So it's like, it's just like a good omen astrologically when you see that solstice moment alongside of everything else. There's a lot of Jupiter, there's a lot of Neptune in the cycle. And when I see those energies, I think of the potential for healing and for a larger whole, which both Neptune and Jupiter tend to like. They like unities. And so there is a signature of greater unity and understanding coming across this month. And it is the grand finale of Saturn Uranus as well. So I like to think that this upcoming month is going to be about integrating a lot of things that have happened over the past year and completing a lot of things that have happened. Maybe there are some difficult lessons. There's certainly some, you know, the potential for a little bit of heaviness with Venus retrograde with Pluto or Saturn Uranus, but enough offsetting with Jupiter and Neptune that I'm confident that this will not be like, you know, one of those months where you just feel like you totally got bulldozed. Hopefully, that's what I'm hopeful about. So at any rate, I'd love to hear from you guys. How are you guys doing? How did you do with the month of November? What are you looking forward to in December? If you have any good stories to share about any of the transits that are happening throughout the month, use the hashtag grabbed, put the name of the transit and then a description of what happens. I'll be gathering those and sharing stories as we go on throughout the month. We'll probably be finishing up, hopefully, our series on misconceptions of the zodiac. And hopefully in January, we'll be moving into doing a series on the Tao Te Ching for astrologers. So that should be interesting. All right. Well, anyway, that's what I've got for today. Hope you guys are having a great week. Don't forget, if you have a minute, to stop by the Kickstarter page and pitch in. Let's see if we can get to 400 backers today and keep the train rolling. And when you do so, remember to pick up one of my exclusive videos or readings or half off to one of my online classes in 2022. I really appreciate your support, and we'll see you guys again tomorrow. Take it easy, everyone. Bye.